100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. At one a day, until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week was doubtful. I guess it was doubtful enough that just a few people sent in their stories. But that's okay. We've got plenty of room for everyone, and if you're taking your time and running a little late, or maybe the spam filter has caught you, well, I can always put it up on the feed in a separate post if you send it on in when you're ready. That's okay. Until then, how about we have ourselves a bunch of stories? Small bunch, but still a bunch. I mean, anything is better than nothing, right? Then that'll be the day I die. Oh well, enough grimness. Here's a story or two, or three, or four, or five.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 803, with the prompt of doubtful. Here's my story. Bilbert scratched his head and asked Samantha, "If it wasn't your parents that caused everyone to avoid you, was it your grandparents? Or who do you live with, anyway?" Samantha took a deep breath, and some of the redness faded from her cheeks. "I've lived with my aunt since I was just a baby. She's a little eccentric, and because of that, everyone is afraid I am too." "You don't seem strange to me. Can't you show them that you're not like her?" Bilbert asked. Sabrina shook her head. "Once you've been given a label, it's doubtful that anyone would even listen." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is, what could possibly go wrong? 003. Ford did not slow or quicken his step. A wry smile settled on his lips, the product of a rising string of memories. Without turning, Ford said, "Doubtful this day will end in quiet repose. Ernesto, why I need one or two bags? Oh, Ford, why do you think travel when I appear? Couldn't this be just an opportunity for two old friends to exchange pleasantries? Not when you're toting that vermilion case. Oh, this silly thing? Nothing more than a charge from the Queen of England. Found me out, old man. Where can we talk? And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are."
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
The priest seemed a little doubtful of his abilities when it came to dealing with the demonic. He stood over my bed, where I lay restrained and bound tightly by my wrists and ankles, then nervously muttered a few words of prayer before waving his Bible in my general direction and sprinkling a spritz of holy water over my forehead. It was clear that he had little faith in his actions. When I tore free from my bonds, vomited in his face, and crawled across the ceiling, he howled in terror and ran screaming from the room, as if possessed.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. We looked at the letter, a small candle, leading our doubts. "He disappeared such a long time ago," my friend said. I nodded and reread the letter. "Maybe this is an old letter written a long time ago," she insisted. I nodded, my brain going over every detail. I knew he hadn't written the letter. "Did you tell anyone?" she asked in a whisper. I shook my head. "Then I shall clear our names," she barked. "Our names?" I asked, a grin on my face. "You mean your name?" We had buried him that night, but I wrote the letter. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my story on the topic Doubtful, and it's called Mrs. Doubtful. I got the idea from that Robin Williams movie. Like his character, I was desperate to see my kids, and would do whatever it took to achieve that. Even if it meant dressing as a woman, adopting a fake accent, and fooling the ex into employing me as a housekeeper. I called myself Mrs. Doubtful, mainly because I didn't think the plan would work. How right I was. The family court decided that a cross-dressing fantasist willing to employ deception to gain entry to his estranged wife's property was definitely not the sort to be around children. Not a chance. All done. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Billy was what they called a self-taught artist. Historians call it a naive or primitive style. He painted for years before he was discovered by the New York Times art critic. After that, everything Billy painted, it sold. And it sold for a lot of money. Billy was too busy being rich and famous to paint, so he designed and other painters painted for him. By the time Billy died, the shill art critic was revealed to have gotten a cut of the money. The painters were all shunned for being in on the scam, and Billy's paintings were burned.
And there you have it. The stories, 100 words long, on the topic for this week. That's all. You can check out more stuff in the archives at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Also, if you know, "Hey, I got inspired by that." That's okay. Write up a story, record it, and send it on in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And the next topic? Well, go to the website and the feed and you'll find out. Thank you for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.